Hello and welcome once again to the lovely podcast called Postmodern Cowboys. Joining me once again in the car is Anthony.
Yeah.
And Matt.
It's Anthony's car.
It's Anthony's car and Michelle. Hello. And so today the topic of conversation will revolve none other than the lovely Bay Area city of Oakland, California. Anthony, you brought up this topic. Okay, could you explain what your interest is?
Sure. I mean, Oakland was named quite recently, number one city to visit in California.
Is that so?
And to leave?
Yeah. And
this is where G-Eazy is from.
Emphasis on visit.
Yeah,
no
visit.
Lie.
Huh?
No lie. You what? Know G-Eazy's from here?
Yeah, a lot of people are from here. Yeah.
People
from Oakland are from here.
That's our tagline, Harry.
this is not for Harry, okay? You didn't pay that much. Calm down.
Wait, we get paid? Who's taking the money?
Well, we get paid, Michelle.
citizens get paid. U.S. citizens, not Polish. Not the Polish.
But I'm not that character anymore.
But I mean...
Ulia.
Ulia. What you mean, Ulia?
So Anthony, Poland.
Anyway,
I mean Oakland.
Oakland.
I got the two very confused. Look.
As you guys are Berkeley students, right? Like, you live here. I feel like Oakland...
I'm not a Berkeley student.
I know. I'm talking...
It's implied. Go along with it.
Okay.
And I'm talking to you. You live here.
Yes.
Yes. So, I don't know. I think Oakland is one of those things that... I think Oakland is one of those things that is kind of, like, looming over our lives, you know? And,
Not at all.
Or beneath.
Yes. It's right next to you. And you have thoughts about it.
I don't believe in Oakland.
You don't believe in Oakland.
Yeah, Anthony, I'd have to say, I've thought about it, I've prayed about it, and I don't believe in Oakland.
It just doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
I agree. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. It's a city of contradictions. A city that probably shouldn't exist.
Yeah, you know, there's oak, which is a kind of tree, and then there's
and
land.
There's land.
Which, you know, that's not a tree.
Put the two together.
I mean, look
around you.
There are a lot of oaks here. Like, they are.
Is that an oak?
That's an eucalyptus tree. But
okay.
Other than that, like, that's an oak tree over there. You know, that's a cherry tree. But anyway.
Cherry land.
But besides the eucalyptus and cherry trees that surround us, there's a lot of oak trees.
Okay, but Oakland itself is filled with people.
It is.
Who go to school.
Yes.
Who buy groceries.
Sure.
And
you're just saying facts here.
When they go home,
yes,
they watch TV.
Yeah,
and that's they eat dinner.
Probably yes.
And then in Oakland?
Are you citing?
Yes. Actually, that is true in all cities, really.
Is that a quote that you're citing here?
But you because so I find that that the best topics are the ones that we know kind of sort of about, you know, and I think Oakland's one of those topics that we kind of know it, but we kind of don't. So.
When I was deciding what college to go to,
sure.
I passed by Oakland and I almost didn't go here.
Really? Why?
Have you seen?
Okay,
West
no,
Oakland?
That's not true. But it is, because I passed by Oakland and then I passed by Berkeley. And then I went to San Francisco and I'm like, it's too windy, not going to go to school here ever. 1 year later, I go to Berkeley.
Look at that. Look at
wow,
that.
Wow, you must have not gotten into any of your other colleges then.
No, this... Hey. I got in.
Too soon.
Places.
Too soon to talk about that.
Oh, no. Was it a personal topic?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. Okay, sorry.
So what do you think about Oakland, Michelle? You live here.
To be honest, like, I got a lot of hype from all of my friends from New York, because there's
good
a lot of
hype?
People, yeah, they were good like,
hype.
They were
oh,
like,
wow.
Yo,
so.
It's just like, it's like the Brooklyn version, like, but like, West
what
Coast.
What does that mean, like, Brooklyn, like,
the Bay
like
Area
hipster.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, like, hipster, low-key, like, very chill, like, a
is
lot
that
of,
what
like,
Brooklyn's like,
quirk. Yeah, Brooklyn's
oh,
awesome.
Geez.
Okay.
Whoa, why are you so negative about Brooklyn?
It's just now Brooklyn. Brooklyn is
Brooklyn?
Like.
Brooklyn? What did I just say?
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn has gone, like, mainstream now, right?
Brooklyn?
It's like. Berkeley. It's like automatic tagline for cool and gentrified.
I mean, Williamsburg is.
See, I don't know what that is.
What is Oakland?
Williamsburg is like the most like gentrified neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But like Bushwick and stuff like that, they're starting to get more.
Sure.
Like that, but it's still really chill.
Okay.
Going back.
Like a lot of good food there, a lot of like galleries.
Okay. What about Oakland?
Okay, that's what people told me, but this place is actually, like, super ghetto. Like, there's, like, because, like, in New York, like, you could still, like, walk around with, like, your headphones in, you know? Like, I've seen people walk around, like, with their laptops, like, working on their laptops while walking. And, like,
in Brooklyn?
No, in New York. Like, it doesn't matter. You could do that in Brooklyn. Like, everyone
in the Bronx.
Yeah, you could do that in the Bronx.
You can do that in Bronx.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do it in Harlem, though.
In Harlem. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Oakland sorry, I'm never like familiar with New York.
But anyway,
York
that's not what's important. Either, what I'm saying is, Oakland was really scary because, like, especially because I was trying to find apartments near my school, and I checked out West Oakland, and that place
don't go to West Oakland.
Extremely scary.
Don't go to West Oakland.
And then like,
Oakland is actually when the where the Black Panthers came from.
I don't even know.
Black
what
Panthers?
The shut up, Matt. The Black Panthers.
Panthers.
But like, okay, what pissed me off about me moving here was that like, so like, I visited SoCal before like I came here, and there are like people like. People are so stupid sometimes, because what pissed me off was like, they would be like, oh yeah, you're moving to Oakland? I know someone who got shot there. Okay, so what am I supposed to do with that information? Huh? Should I transfer to a different school? Are you gonna help me do that? Or are you just stating facts so that I can fail?
It's just like setting up a conversation for failure. I mean, like, not only is that a depressing topic, but it's like, what do you say after that? You're just left
exactly,
in an
like,
awkward
should I clap or like,
silence.
Should I like give them money? Like, what do they want from me? I hate it when people say stuff like that. They try to like find a common ground, but it's like the worst possible like dead end common ground. Do you know what I'm trying to say though? Like, as in like situations where that happens is
like vegetarians suffering.
It's like me and vegans. We just don't get along.
Yeah.
It's like you try to find a common ground by like saying something.
By the worst possible.
Yeah.
I understand.
Like, oh yeah, I've been called an herbivore before.
Yeah.
It was a derogatory term, but you know, that's where we'll relate.
Yeah.
As different people, but vegetarians, we'll relate on the fact that we've been made fun of our diet.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so what I'm talking about.
So it's a disadvantage to be from Oakland.
Okay. So, back to Oakland. Oakland, okay. I thought, like, a lot of people were, like... So, I thought it was super nice. Yeah. And then I came here, and then, it, like, everyone, like, made it sound super ghetto. But now that I've kind of lived here for, like, almost a year now, it's actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's
still ghetto.
No. Like, there's pockets that are, like, really ghetto.
Yes.
But overall, it's, like, a pretty chill place. Yeah.
Some people not cleaning their jeans, you know?
That is a personal topic, I think.
It was a pun, you see.
Oh, like you're so punny.
I just don't wear jeans.
Oh, thanks. That's what I try to be called. Anyways.
Puntascular.
Yep. Pockets.
Puntastic.
When I think of Oakland, I think of Berkeley. And when I think of Berkeley, I think I go to school here.
Okay. All right. See that? There's something.
You see Oakland.
Yeah.
I see Berkeley.
There's actually the school had a commercial like that once. Did you see the commercial?
Yeah, I saw the UC Berkeley.
Yeah, you saw the UC Berkeley commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, UC.
You see
Berkeley.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Mm. And so yeah. Okay.
What are some?
For you too, Angel.
Huh?
Oh, he listens too.
Oh yeah.
Angel.
And he's from Oakland, so this is for him.
This one is for Angel. I think we should dedicate this one to Angel.
Angel, I love Oakland, man. let's get up and let's get together and talk about it sometime.
This could possibly be someone's parking spot, by the way.
His parking spot?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I guess you'll just have to ride along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Move on, buddy.
There you go. Fight or flight. You chose the flight.
But so I think a lot of people left for spring break, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Oakland now.
Right, Oakland.
Stay on topic for the listener.
So what was the first time you went to Oakland, Brian?
First time I went to Oakland?
Yeah.
I was about, I don't know, maybe 10 years old. I think I was visiting my cousin graduating. Maybe I was...
11.
9. Maybe 11. But, my cousin, she was graduating from Berkeley. And I don't have very distinct memories of Oakland itself, but I just assumed that we, you know, went within the city limits while we were spending time in Berkeley. I think my biggest memory was... that after the graduation commencement, we were going to a restaurant. It was Cafe Gratitude. It was a vegan, organic restaurant.
Fusion.
And we only had one car. We had a Prius, in fact, a Toyota Prius, 2003. And, you know, and we had 10 people. So, you know, what do you do? Obviously, you put the kids in the trunk. The only couple... in the passenger seat, you can only fit one person in the driver.
You just leave them behind?
Yeah.
No.
Sell them in Oakland.
I think we fit a good 5 people in the back seat. And not to be outdone, my dad was the last person, so naturally he just laid on everyone's lap.
Of course.
I think he was on his hands and knees, facing out one window and his posterior out the other. And
no shoes.
I think only one person actually noticed this, and when we were... and turning right on a street light. He was, well, let's just say
he fell
that...
out of the car.
No.
Landed on theirs.
The side that he was on was my dad's posterior side, let's just say that. And so he looked up from his phone, he looked back down, and then looked back up with a quite quizzical expression on his face. Naturally, you know, you don't really look up into the daily traffic and expect to see someone's, you know, a dad's jeaned bottom facing them. So anyways, we got to Cafe Gratitude, and it was quite a great meal. Mm. And that is in Berkeley, so I don't think that counts,
no,
but I...
You told a whole story about how you didn't go to Oakland. That is great.
Oh, that geez. Was good.
Oh, but anyways, yeah.
I want my 10 minutes back.
I want this whole life back. All
that's
of it.
That's been a bit
back,
of a fuck lately.
Back to yeah. where
anyway,
well, I have some personal problems that I'd like to share on this podcast.
Does it involve Oakland by any chance?
It involves an anagram of Oakland beginning with the letter...
The letter what?
O.
Oh, can I get an O? Oh!
Hey!
Hey! Anyway.
No, no,
okay,
no,
we're
no,
not cheerleaders.
No, no, no,
postmodern no. cowboys, not postmodern cheerleaders. All right. So, Matt, when was the first time you visited the lovely Bay Area city of Oakland?
I was a wee little lass.
You were?
Lass or lad?
At like young last age year. Of 16. Uh-huh. So, I got
and
on a flight.
You turned 18 recently.
I got on a flight, and everyone knows this, so
therefore,
everyone in Berkeley knows this.
Year.
You yeah. can't go to Berkeley without going to Oakland / San Francisco.
Yes, sure.
And if you
choose
airport. Oakland, man.
Yeah.
You chose Oakland.
The airport's nice.
Yeah, but I mean, you chose Oakland. I mean, that's like a statement.
Sure.
When you land,
it's cheaper.
People,
it's cheaper in Oakland.
People look at you funny. Like,
no,
they're like,
they don't.
This guy is 16.
They know your age?
Yeah.
No. Ow.
I don't think the unaccompanied minor age 16 name tag really helped anyone in this case. But anyways, continue their story. Sorry for interrupting.
Well, I arrived in Oakland, and the first thing I noticed was my baggage arrived, too.
Okay.
And I got with the group, because I was there for a weekend.
Of what?
With who?
For a senior weekend. So instead of going to prom, I dumped my prom date.
Senior weekend.
You had a prom date.
You had a prom date.
I had a prom date that I dumped to go to Berkeley for a weekend.
Ooh. Very noble.
Yeah. She was not worth it.
Oops.
I was going to wear a kilt.
You were for prom.
Yeah, but no, not anymore.
Didn't want to outshine her.
To Berkeley.
Yeah. That would have been awkward.
You went to Berkeley instead.
Not doing that again.
Interesting.
And I just remember being in Oakland, I was like, man, I cannot wait to go to Berkeley.
Okay.
And then we went to Berkeley. I'm like, I'm not in Oakland anymore.
In the bar? You went into the bar?
Yeah, which happens to be partly in Oakland.
Most of it is in Oakland. Actually.
That was such a hard time for me.
Only two stations are in Berkeley.
Too many. Too many.
Okay.
Oakland.
Well, you see, I was a Berkeley student a long time ago, and to me, when you're in Berkeley, Oakland is like this, like the land that that Mufasa told Simba, like the dark pot, you don't go in there, right?
Love that movie.
The dark pot. Exactly right. So I feel that to Berkeley students, that is what Oakland is, like the dark part you never go into, that was true until I kind of went in and worked there and met the people and fell in love with one of them and
which one?
We'll find them.
And you'll find them, and I think Oakland is very much like the Oakland A's, you know, the baseball team here. They're the underdogs, right? They don't really have all that much money, but they do amazing things with it, you know?
Oakland things.
Yeah, Oaklandish things.
Oaklandia.
Oaklandia, yeah. And
their second favorite IMC channel show.
There's really no other place like it in the world, you know?
Right.
And it has a lot of problems in and of itself, yes.
But the problems make it. Oakland, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, they do the best. They do the best with it.
It's like a geographic representation of the human condition.
You know what? It really is. I agree with that.
It's like when you like a girl, but she doesn't like video games, but you love video games. That's Oakland, man.
Hmm.
Wait.
That seems like a personal topic there.
Wait, is Oakland... I'm confused. Is Oakland the video
Oakland.
Games or the girl or you?
Oakland.
My question is, oh,
Still I see.
Michelle, did we ask you about the first time you came already?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, my bad. I sincerely apologize
this
for
podcast moves
failure
of
my memory in that situation.
I mean, so what
is there really anything that much more to say about Oakland? I mean, I know where the Safeway is. I know where the non-safe ways are. I know where I live, which is not Oakland.
Yes.
I know where Oakland is.
Yes.
I know that I go to sleep around 2 a.m.
Okay.
All right, we're getting off topic here.
I know
that Oakland...
Matt is listing things again.
I know when I open my phone and go to Google Maps.
Uh-huh. Is this a quote or something?
I know Oakland is near Berkeley.
Are you doing poetry?
And if I close my eyes hard enough, then I won't have to see Oakland anymore.
I don't know. I don't think Berkeley can exist without Oakland. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Can you expand a little more on that, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I think without... See, look. I didn't grow up in the Bay Area, and I don't know what it's like to do that, right? But if you grew up in the Bay Area, Berkeley is like the cool town where you go and you hang out. But you see, you can't have the cool town without...
Its little sister.
Without the town. Brother. You know,
that's not cool in comparison.
What do you mean? I think Oakland does fine on its own.
Oh, no, it's really cool. I know, it's really cool.
But yeah, that's exactly...
Nobody like want to be visiting Berkeley.
You have the cool sibling, and then you have the sibling that's not as cool in comparison.
No. But see Oakland's kind of like the capital of the East Bay. You know, I mean, the East Bay is not like a thing, but...
So Oakland's like
Oakland is actually the county seat of Alameda County. But other than that, like Oakland is where the East Bay kind of revolves around, you know, and Berkeley is like, it's like the crown, I believe.
So Berkeley is like the person you invite to your party, but you're like, no, Berkeley's not going to come unless you invite their brother Oakland.
Kind of. Yes. Let's go with that. Sure.
If the East Bay was Pride and Prejudice,
Oakland is Mr. Darcy.
Would be. I was going to say Jane.
Yeah.
And then
who's Tarzan?
Berkeley,
San Francisco. See, San Francisco is such a such a pretentious place that just Oakland's just so refreshing compared next to it.
Like if Oakland was a Disney princess, it would be Jasmine.
Yeah, probably.
And if Berkeley was a Disney princess, it would be Elsa.
Sure.
If San Francisco was a Disney princess,
what's the worst one?
It would be
like Cinderella, that bitch.
Oh my goodness, that was funny.
You didn't have to make glass slippers, you know.
It like, would be Belle.
Strippers.
Because you know, like a girl who only likes you for your books is not worth. Staying.
That's true. That would actually sounds like Berkeley actually.
She is a beast.
Yeah. Oh, Berkeley, thou art a beast.
I
feel like when you try to talk about Oakland, there's just nothing to talk about.
What you
I feel
mean?
Like so, when so, you talk so, about so, Oakland, so
words,
there's nothing to so talk
in
about.
In other words, you're paraphrasing Gertrude Stein when you say there in Oakland, there's no there there.
Oh, I'm not that well read. Okay. Let's tone it down.
Isn't that an amazing quote? In Oakland, there's no there there. It's just an amazing quote.
I feel like it's amazing, but I don't really comprehend the sentiment originally intended.
I really don't get it. I'm just
think about it. There is no there there.
There's Oakland.
No. There's only here, there.
But there's Oakland.
No, there. I don't get it. Please digest it until it gets...
Okay, so Gertrude Stein was trying to say that when you're in Oakland, you don't want to go anywhere else, or there is no...
But I want to go somewhere else that's not Oakland.
Everything kind of... It's like a point of reference, you know? So when you're in Oakland, you don't say, let's go over there. You just like... You just stay there. You just stay in Oakland. You just stay here. You're always here in the present.
Like you don't know how to leave.
And actually, the funny thing about that quote is that on the border of Berkeley and Oakland, by Ashby Station, there's these two big letters, right? Statues and on the
make up your mind
on the statues of letters, right? And on the Berkeley side, it says here, and the Oakland side says there.
Ooh, you
know? I think that summed it up.
Yeah, it kind of makes, yeah.
Oakland gets one extra letter.
Oakland is there, and Berkeley is here. Huh.
To here.
Yeah.
To here.
Sure.
And to here.
To here.
There. To here.
Sweet.
To
here.
So I feel like that little lovely bit of wisdom from...
Sylvia Plath?
BART station in
Gertrude Stein. Oh, I'm sorry. I mix up my poets really easily.
Right.
Just like my drinks.
I feel like with that little bit of wisdom, I think that's the best way to close it off.
Got it.
Yeah?
Got it.
Okay.
Go Oakland. Go Oakland.
So now in this little bit of moment, we're all going to say the things we wish we would have said in the last 20 minutes, but didn't really have the courage to say it.
Raiders got it in the next 2 centuries, man.
G-Eazy, if you ever listen to this, I'm single. Please hit me up.
So once again, we are postmodern cowboys. Anthony, were you going to say something to wrap it all up?
Hey. Just go A's. Go A's. Let's go Oakland.
Oakland is the Berkeley of... The East Bay.
Okay, this is gonna
all be right. Doodle. Once again, I'm Brian.
I'm
Anthony.
I'm Michelle.
Oh, we just all say them at the same
Michelle.
Time.
1, 2, 3. Michelle. Brian, lovely.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay. Now we'll put the theme song here. All right.